Nashville in News at 3:04. Nashville and the team Nissan Stadium will host the Super Bowl in 2030. Local officials are hailing this morning's announcement as a milestone that will shine a global spotlight on the city. Officials expect a boost to tourism revenues during what will be a 4-week events, parties, award shows, and community initiatives. Last year, taxes generated by visitors already topped $1 billion for Metro and the state. Anticipation for a Super Bowl has been growing since the fall, when the NFL commissioner showed his high expectations for the main stadium. The league is also drawing to the amount of activity downtown, and what is expected to be 80,000 available for parking in the region. The Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation is already throwing a celebratory party that's tomorrow night at 7:30 on Lower Broadway, and will include free music and fireworks. The Nashville Public Library says costs are rising for one of their most popular offerings, e-books and audiobooks. Library Director Terry Reed testified during the library's annual budget hearing that e-books now make up 70% of books in circulation, but the costs associated are different because e-books are rented rather than purchased.
The thing is that when you pay $76 to just lease an e-book for 10 years, and then compared to a print copy, which is, you know, $16 or $17. So the demand is there, and, you know, just the fact that we have to then release some of those most popular things, that the demand doesn't go away.
The library is asking to increase the amount of money it gets from the materials rather than keep that amount flat. Under the mayor's proposed $3.8 billion budget, the library has been allocated roughly $50 million. At the budget hearing, we've also asked for more funding for staff positions, a shuttle to help the main library deal with parking displacement after the adjoining garage caught fire last year, and an expansion to Be Well, the library's public health initiative. We're finding more news at WPLN.org.
I'm